A Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Unit 1.2, Verb Frames. When we learn a new verb in Haida, there are a couple of things we need to know. The first is the basic form of the verb. This is the form that we'll find in the dictionary, and it's the form that conveys the simplest, most basic meaning of the verb. The second thing we need to know is the verb frame. The verb frame tells us what other elements must be present in the sentence when we use this verb. With some exceptions, verbs cannot be used by themselves in Haida. They need to occur with other words in the sentence, such as a subject. These other words are part of the verb frame. Here are the three verbs we've seen in our examples so far. Gata, gju, nang. Let's look at the first of these verbs. The basic form of the verb is gata, which is the part that means eat. The verb frame is written SA, which is the abbreviation we will use for an active subject. This tells us that when we use the verb gata in a sentence, we also need to have a subject in that sentence as well. We will see later on that there are several types of subjects in Haida, including active subjects and passive subjects. For now, we don't really need to worry about that distinction, though.